Chapter 1. Down the Rabbit Hole. Alice was bored. She was at the river with her sister, but her sister had a book. Alice looked at the book, but there were no pictures in it.
A book with no pictures is not good, Alice thought.
It was a hot day, and Alice was tired. She looked at some pretty yellow flowers in the grass by her feet. Suddenly, a white rabbit with pink eyes ran past her. The rabbit took a small watch from his coat, and he looked at it.
Oh dear! Oh dear! I will be late! The rabbit said.
Then he ran away across the grass. Alice was surprised to see a rabbit with a coat and a watch. She jumped up and she ran after him. The rabbit came to a tree. Under the tree, there was a big rabbit hole, and the rabbit jumped into it. Alice jumped into the rabbit hole after the rabbit. Alice went down and down.
This rabbit hole is very long, Alice thought. I will come to the middle of the earth.
Suddenly, Alice hit the ground at the end of the rabbit hole. She was in a long hall, and she could see the white rabbit at the other side. Alice ran across the hall. She came to the other side, but the white rabbit was not there. Alice looked across the hall. There were lots of doors in the hall, and Alice tried to open one of them. It was locked. Alice tried to open the other doors. They were all locked.
Oh dear, she said. I can't leave this hall.
Alice walked to the middle of the hall. She came to a glass table, and on the table there was a little key. Alice took the key, and she went back to the doors. But the key did not open any of the doors. Then Alice saw a little curtain. Behind the curtain, there was a little door. Alice tried to open the little door with the key, and it opened. She looked through the door and she saw a beautiful garden. She saw green grass and pretty flowers. Alice wanted to go into the garden and walk in the flowers. But the door was small, and Alice was big. She could not fit through the door. Alice went back to the glass table, and she was surprised to see a small bottle on the table.
Where did you come from?
She said to the bottle. And then she saw the words, "Drink me," on the bottle. Alice was an intelligent girl, and she knew about poison.
Poison can kill people. I must not drink poison, Alice thought.
But this bottle did not say poison on it. It said, "Drink me," and Alice drank it. The drink in the bottle was sweet, and Alice drank it all. Then, a strange thing happened. Alice started to get smaller.
"Now I can get through the little door and into the garden," she thought. She ran to the curtain, but then she remembered the key. It was on the glass table. "Oh dear," Alice said. "Now I am too small to get the key."
Alice sat under the table and she started to cry. But then she saw a little glass box. Alice was surprised.
"Where did you come from?"
she said to the box. Alice opened the box and she saw a small cake. There were the words, "Eat me," on the cake.
"I will eat the cake," Alice thought. "But will I get taller or smaller?"
Alice ate a little piece of the cake. She put her hand on her head.
"Am I getting taller or smaller?" she said.
But nothing happened. Alice quickly ate all of the cake. Then a strange thing happened. Alice started to get taller. She looked down at her feet and they were very small.
"Goodbye, feet! How can I put shoes on you now?" she said.
Alice did not stop growing. She grew taller and taller. Then Alice's head hit the top of the hall. Alice quickly took the key from the glass table and went to the little door behind the curtain. She opened the door with the key. But poor Alice was now too tall to get through the door. She sat on the floor and she started to cry again. After some time, Alice heard a noise. It was the noise of small feet, and they came close to her. She stopped crying.
"Who is that?" she thought.
Then she saw the white rabbit. The rabbit wore very nice clothes, and he carried some white gloves in one hand and a big fan in the other.
"Oh dear," he said. "Oh, the Duchess will be angry. I am late. I am late."
The rabbit ran quickly past Alice. But Alice was sad, and she wanted the rabbit to help her.
"Please, rabbit,"
she began quietly. The rabbit jumped, and he looked up at tall Alice with frightened eyes. He dropped his gloves and fan, and he quickly ran away across the hall. Alice took the rabbit's gloves and fan from the floor. She was hot, and she used the fan. Then she put her hand into the rabbit's glove.
"The rabbit's glove fits me," she thought. "I am small again."
Alice quickly ran to the little door, but it was locked, and the key was on the glass table.